Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast. And of course, we have another brilliant story for you this week. I hope you've all been holding up well, though. And I want to give a special shout out to our Patreon subscribers specifically, because I realize it's a little late this week. I had one of those where I had a few issues with motivation. I'm sure we've all been there. It can be quite difficult when you're working on this on your own, but we're getting there nonetheless. And actually, it's a pretty good story today, a pretty long story, one that was sent in by someone who wishes to remain anonymous, but my God, it's very creepy. Not your usual kind of ghost story, but I hope you enjoy it nonetheless. So I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I do want to point out, try and see if you can spot the one mistake I made during it. I noticed while editing afterwards, and it was in a bit too deep to go back and change anything. So see if you notice it as much as I do. Otherwise, I hope you enjoy it. This is Never Trust a Magician. My best friend moved to what felt like the other side of the world a few years ago. When I found out, I was absolutely devastated. We would typically hang out almost every day, so much so that our friends would assume that if they're seeing one of us, they were going to be seeing the other as well. Like I said, I was devastated. But I absolutely understood his reasons for going, none of which are worth going into here. Now, we spoke all the time after he left about me booking flights to come for a jam-packed week of booze and partying. He lived in an area known for its nightlife. It had something to do pretty much every day of the week, if you knew where to look. So as you can imagine, I was beyond excited when I finally had the opportunity to go visit. Not only the chance to hang out with my best friend, but also to travel and see a place I'd never seen before. It was a very enticing prospect. I arrived in the city and it was crazy. I've never been to a place so busy before. Because my friend lived in a house share and was actually away with work for a few days, I thought it'd be more appropriate to splash out in a hotel room for the time I was there. It took some time as I wanted to explore a little, but eventually I found my way to the hotel. It was an area where you could barely see the sky through the buildings when looking up. I felt like I was in the future or something like that. Tired from traveling, I planned to order some food, settle down, and watch some TV before getting an early night. But to my shock, I had a message before I call room service from my friend's number. It just said, "Go here," followed by an address. Now, I tried to text back, but the message wouldn't send, so I attempted to call, but the number didn't work. This felt highly unusual, but maybe he was back a day early and his phone had died? Who knows? I got changed and left the hotel. When I arrived, it was an unusual yet unassuming looking venue, through the door sandwiched between two buildings down a back road off the main stretch. It didn't look exactly like it was open, but it had a sign out front. Cosmo the Conjurer, open tonight, 9 p.m. I checked the time and it was 9:50. My friend was nowhere to be seen, but without a doubt, this was the place he texted me to go. So I nervously entered. I'm not an anxious person, but something about this situation didn't feel right. I walked down a short corridor after entering from the street. At the end was a curtain draped, so I slowly poked my head through. It was a venue. An extremely small room, though, with a stage only about 2 feet high. I estimate it would only fit 40, maybe 50 people to push. It didn't seem like the room was very well taken care of. It wasn't dirty as such, just a bit worn out. Most seats were full with people sitting in absolute silence. In fact, I'd wager you could hear a pin drop. But before I could process what was going on, I was being ushered into a seat. I attempted to say I didn't have a ticket, but they quickly said, "Shh, it's about to start." The magician came out to unenthusiastic applause. I tried to look around to see my friend, but I couldn't make heads or tails of who was in the room. So I decided I might as well settle in and enjoy the show. Well, what can I say, other than it was bad. In fact, it was almost verging into the so bad it's good territory. Honestly, it was entertaining and funny at first, but as the show continued, the tricks got darker and darker, until without going into much detail, he did a trick involving a live creature that made my stomach turn. I told myself, it's not real, it's just a show. Although I remain unconvinced to this day. After sitting through what felt like a lifetime of tricks, the magician stopped the show abruptly to have an intermission. They didn't leave the stage though, they just sat and stared blankly into the crowd. Slowly, the room filled with soft chatter from the audience speaking to each other, and I still couldn't see my friend. The magician, however, hadn't moved an inch in about 5 minutes, just sitting there staring, almost lifeless, into the crowd. After what I just witnessed in the first part of the show, I felt quite uncomfortable. He seemed rather sinister to me. I was tired, agitated, and I just wanted to leave. Obviously rude to slip out during the show, I decided to take my opportunity during the intermission and go. It felt awkward, given everyone in the room was still sitting down. But I stood up and slowly shuffled to the curtain at the back of the room. I couldn't find the opening, and the more I tried, the more nervous and embarrassed I felt. You! I jumped a mile in the air and quickly turned around to see the magician standing an arm's length away from me. Do not leave! You need to be here for the next trick! Fear filled my body. I couldn't move. For those of you that enjoy films, I can only describe the way he spoke as having the authority of Sir Ian McKellen as Gandalf, mixed with the sinister undertones of Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. I wasn't going anywhere. The magician waved me back to my seat intently until I slumped back down. Break's over! Who's gonna be my volunteer? He shouted aggressively into the crowd. Whilst walking back to the stage, once again, you could hear the sound of a pin drop, clear as day. Not a volunteer in the bunch, I looked away to avoid eye contact or being summoned to the stage. A hand went up in the front row. I'll do it, a familiar voice said. It was my best friend. He'd been here all along, but how had I not spotted him? I'd recognize him anywhere. What was just as shocking to me is he must have seen me there and not said a thing. Maybe he knew the magician? Maybe this is some sort of big elaborate ploy to surprise me? It did put me at ease knowing he was here now, although I was a touch upset he had not come and spoken to me or anything since I had clearly been here a while. The trick. Well, it's kind of hard to explain. In essence, it was a disappearing act. A gruesome, realistic, disappearing act. It made me feel more uncomfortable than the ones before. You're better off not hearing about it, because it was much worse than anything you could possibly imagine. I sat through the remainder of the show, feeling sick and counting the seconds until I could leave. Most of all, waiting for closure on the trick where my friend would reappear. But it never happened. The show came to a close, and once again, the audience gave an unenthusiastic applause, then began to leave one by one in awkward silence. I decided to hang around and wait for my friend. 10, 15, then 20 minutes passed, with still no sign of him, the magician, or anyone else. After some time poking around in this bleak, dilapidated venue with no one to be seen, I decided I should leave. Maybe he was waiting outside. I stood in the dark alley alone, trying to gather my thoughts on what I'd witnessed over the past couple hours. Whether it be jet lag, hunger, I don't think I fully processed everything that was going on. Attempting to call my friend over and over, the number simply wouldn't work no matter what I tried. As I was about to leave, the door to the venue slowly began to creak. It was dark inside, and no one was there. I must have not closed the door completely on my exit, so felt obliged to do so now. As I grabbed the handle, I could hear someone's heavy breath just out of sight in the corridor. Hello? Greeted with silence. I reached to pull the door shut, until a whisper from the darkness startled me. Come inside, and I'll make you disappear too! I didn't sleep much that night, having rushed straight back to the hotel and to bed. I tried, but I kept replaying the night in my head. Not positive when I did drift off, however, I was awoken to a call on my phone from a number I didn't recognize, so I sent it straight to answer phone. "Hey mate, did you make it in okay? Sorry for not being in touch. I lost my phone, so just got a new number. Looking forward to catching up later though. I should land in about, 3 hours. I'll see you soon." I played the message over and over and over, shocked and confused, replaying events of the previous night in my mind. How the hell? What the hell? Still consumed in tiredness due to lack of sleep, I decided to go back to bed and worry about it later. Having met my friend that afternoon, he swore it wasn't him, and there was no way anyone could have contacted me through that number. We were at loggerheads. I showed him the message. He showed me his boarding pass and passport. After going back and forth with the theories and ideas, he finally said, "Let's go." I didn't particularly want to go back, but after a few drinks to get some Dutch courage, we were on our way. The whole way he was convinced it wasn't a venue. "You dreamed it up, mate. It's just jet lag." We stopped at the door of the place. It was in much worse shape than I remember it. The sign was still there, but peeling off the door. "Cosmo the Conjurer." "Oh wow," he said. I know this place." I knew it. I was beyond smug. For the moment, anyway. My friend continued, "It's actually quite a shocking story." He grabbed his phone, started typing, and handed it over to me. Open on a news story. I began to read aloud. "Cosmo the Conjurer closes its doors for good after latest tragedy." It dawned on me. Cosmo the Conjurer was the name of the venue, not the magician. Anyway, as the story continued, someone had hired the venue under the pretense of doing a magic show, but in reality they had a grisly plan in mind. They called a specific member of the audience onto the stage for a disappearing act, the finale to a relatively terrible show. The gruesome trick went horribly wrong, resulting in the demise of the volunteer. Little did the audience know, thinking it was all part of the act. The same trick that turned my stomach the night before. After his fiendish plan was executed in plain sight of the audience, the magician in question went backstage and took his own life. This happened 3 years ago to the day. I went pale and couldn't speak. My friend, ever the one to break the tension, simply chuckled and said, "Huh, I guess that's why you should never trust a magician." Wow, do I enjoy that story. What a creepy tale. But now, you need to do your bit. You need to jump over to Patreon and log in. You don't have to subscribe and let us know. If you think Never Trust a Magician was based in fact or a pure work of fiction, alternatively, come to the Facebook page and ping us a message there. And let us know what you think. Me? I'm not sure. I might err on the side of possibly it was a combination of jet lag, lack of sleep, maybe a dream. But then how would they know about the venue? There's no way to tell, really. Very spooky. But yeah, as usual, I say as usual, it's not as usual. If you listened last week, you'll have heard that I threw in a new feature of a bit of a Q&A. It was a bit of fun, but I might keep doing it each week if we get any questions sent in. I put a shout out for some this week and had a lot of replies, mostly from a friend, but we'll see if there's any there we can answer, so stick around for that. But first, we've got some housekeeping. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure to click that subscribe button or leave a 5-star review on iTunes in particular. That helps us get our ranking up within the search, found more and more listeners, and the more listeners we have, it helps the podcast grow to the point where hopefully I'll be able to put out even more content. And that's all the support I need. However, if you do want to go the extra mile and get content ad-free early, and like I've said every week for a few weeks now, we're working on some amazing additional benefits. You can go to Patreon and subscribe there by searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast. It only costs as little as $1 or $5 a month, converted into your relevant currency if you're pounds or euros. And for all that, you get this wonderful content without ads at all, and usually 2 to 4 days early, depending on how quick I can get it out. But now let's get on to our Q Q&A side of things, now that we've done a bit of housekeeping. There's been a lot of crazy questions here. I think when I said get creative, we kind of went so far the other direction. There's a lot of, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be? If you could take a celebrity out on a date, who would it be and where would you take them? Oh, wow. Have you ever had a paranormal experience? That's, a paranormal question. Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands? I realize I'm not answering these. There's quite a lot of crazy ones. I don't want to go too off track. I think there's one my wife put up there, so I'll start with hers. And I think it's a bit of a loaded question because she knows the answer, which is, do you have any paranormal or creepy stories you've heard from people which haven't made onto the podcast? If so, tell us in the answer. She's testing me there. So we do generally use about 90% of the stories sent in. So if you send a story, there's a really good chance it'll appear on the podcast eventually. Sometimes, you know, some stories have taken up to a year to get on, depending on how busy we are and if there's a themed episode required for like Christmas or Halloween, stuff like that. But yeah, we have had the odd story that's been sent in and we've not been able to use for one reason or another. Obviously, if I've not been able to use the story, I'm not gonna share the story right now with you. That would be mad. But to give you an indicator, we've had a few which were inappropriate in certain ways. Maybe some that were a bit explicit. You know, I know sometimes I let slip the odd swear or whatnot, but I know we have young listeners, and as much as I never set out to create a family podcast, it seems that we've kind of gone down that route. So I try to be mindful of those things. But if something's not right or it doesn't fit, I'm always willing to go back to the writer and give them the feedback and let them know why. And to be honest, most of the time they'll come back and say, yeah, we could change this, do this, do that, and they'll get the podcast in. So I'll answer one more question. Maybe I'll go for the, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be? Maybe I'd be a great white shark because it'd be kind of cool to see the depths of the ocean. Yeah, great white shark. Not relevant to the podcast, but if you stuck around this long, fair play. I'm going to call it a day there and pretty much go straight to working on the next episode because this one's so late. But make sure to keep taking care of yourselves, be safe, and most of all, don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?